Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If there has been a group of people, ladies and gentlemen, out there listening to us on the Odyssey app, and we got some Red Sox tickets in 20 minutes to give away and all that kind of stuff. For those of you who are listeners to the show or, you know, consistently in and out and maybe even listening for some of the draft talk as Fourier and I will be in Detroit next week, Fourier has taken out a lot on the draft community, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I laying it on too thick for the draft community?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. Yeah, because I'll tell you why. It's no different than our critiques of sort of what's going on with the Patriots right now, where there are a couple people who are screaming, let them do their job and then rip them. Yeah, because that happens all the time. Where you maybe see some mistakes being made or you want to call out some gaslighting or whatever. So, no, I don't think you're lighting you. In fact, you're probably not lighting enough people on fire from the draft community.
I just felt like this was kind of a sign that I feel like it's interesting to me how the ESPN NFL draft crew, the analysts, like, there's nothing but praise. And I feel like it's a joyous time. It's a great moment in these players' lives. And who wants to hear somebody crap all over these players?
Right.
Like, nobody wants to hear it.
No one wants to hear the truth.
Maybe that's what it is. They don't want the fallacy now.
They just
filter out the bad. Just give me the good, I think is literally what they say.
Fair enough.
And
now they got Christian Fourier. Doesn't run tremendously.
See, he was polite to me. I was slow as crap. He didn't give the reasons why.
I didn't.
But he protected me. I'm happy about it because, like, it was bad.
Yeah, it really hurt you.
Okay. But at the time,
high second round pick, people are just thinking, Berman's drinking.
But I can just see Berman, even when I hear that 100 times, because Nick plays it every day as a reminder, I'm seeing him reading his script, and he gets to, like, 5-140. And he's like, Christian Fourier out of Colorado doesn't run extremely well.
Tremendously well.
It doesn't run great, you know, but he kind of, you know, put a bow on it for me. There's a guy by the name of Fred Siegel, and I think he runs this Twitter account called Freezing Cold Takes or at Old Takes Exposed.
Fred Siegel does the Lord's work out there on the interwebs.
Yeah, and it does. He's even got a book and everything. I thought it was, like, classic that you can buy on Amazon, but it's not as good as your book.
Mm. That'd be the Great Book of Boston Sports.
Yes.
Let's get it now.
So just a quick little compilation of analysts talking about quarterbacks, really. Mm-hmm. It's really specific to quarterback because, really, this seems like the year of the quarterback with so much attention on all these quarterbacks. Here's a quick little, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds of all the quarterbacks that we're taking and what was said of those guys after they were drafted.
If I was New England, I would take Rick Meyer. The reason I would take Rick Meyer is because I think that he could sell tickets in the New England area to the Notre Dame fans.
Jamarcus Russell's going to immediately energize that Raider Nation, that fan base, that football team on the practice field in that locker room. 3 years from now, you could be looking at a guy who's certainly one of the elite top five quarterbacks in this league. And I think when you look at
getting in the first down and getting the quarterback, it's a perception maker for the Cleveland Browns. Good job for everybody. It'll be interesting as we watch Miami gain. Dan Marino falls all the way to him, and they make it. Now they pass on what maybe Brady Quinn, the whole career, will be looking at Miami, staring that down to pick number 9, saying, oh, you passed on Brady Quinn.
Joey Harrington knows how to manage a football game. He can make all the throws, and mechanically, he's very sound. Tennessee, Shake Lockman, their new signature
guy. He's a Husky, man. Upside. And he's the kind of face you want representing your franchise. This is an outside. You'd want your daughter to marry this guy, okay? I mean, he's just as good as they get. He's like you.
He has millions of dollars. That's the kind of guy I would vote for if he was running in an election. Chris, I love Lockman. I'm a Locker stalker, man.
All right, now we know Gruden went a little far.
Yeah,
and there you go. There's some stuff from
you heard
from
Mora.
The,
you heard yeah. Was it Jim Mora? No, it was UConn coach. What the hell is the UConn coach now?
Football
coach.
Now?
Yeah, now it's Mora.
Oh, Jim Mora Jr. Jr. Yeah,
so
he was doing drafting.
Oh, you know,
analysis?
No, this is, he was working for the NFL Network. He was the one talking about, hey, you want this guy to marry your daughter.
Oh,
that was him.
That was him?
That was Jim Mora.
Oh, my God. I thought that was Jaws.
Who's No. And then you had Brady Quinn and Steve Young was talking about Brady Quinn. You had Jamarcus Russell, who everybody – it is so comical. And I was trying to catch some of the phrases that they use when it comes to, like, how they don't believe it. Hey, the producer tells them, dress it up. Don't crap all over these guys. They're up at the podium right now hugging Roger Goodell.
Well,
like their parents are crying.
Now,
they're so
look,
happy.
I think in sports talk radio, it's not our job to sell hope. It's our job to analyze or talk about it. I think in that instance, when you're working on an NFL, but you're selling the hope of the player.
But think about it.
Like if,
so
imagine
Jamarcus
if they,
Russell.
Just quickly, imagine they draft Caleb Williams and they go, oh, here's another dopey pick by this suckbag organization, you know?
So like, it was so back in the Drew Bledsoe draft, it was Drew Bledsoe and it was Rick Meyer. Those were the two big guys. Just like later on, it was Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf,
mm-hmm.
and then it was Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III, and it's usually two guys, and which one do you want, one or two, you know? And Rick Meyer.
That he could sell tickets in the New England area to the Notre Dame fans.
And that was Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann, his analysis was, hey, he can sell tickets to the New England fan base because there's a lot of Notre Dame fans there.
Jesus.
Think about the nuttiness that goes into the reasoning. I don't even understand it. It just draft season is kooky as it is.
Yeah.
This year is like one of a kind.
Well,
one of a kind.
It's also a reminder because there's some in the Twitch who are like, what in the world are they talking about this for? Because it is the assumed level of risk. I don't think people understand the fork at the road. We're all in with this organization. They are 3 years away from the kind of irrelevancy that Robert Kraft was fighting when he bought the team.
And for me, it's more of a, listen, they're probably going to be wrong. That's where I look at. They're probably going to be wrong because there is this whole mindset of chasing what you desire most and ignoring all the red flags, and you have a need. So if you have a need, it's more likely that you manufacture the player that you think best fits you. And all these guys, Jamarcus Russell, Brady Quinn, Jake Locker, Joey Harrington.
Wasn't he a number three pick too, I think?
And none of them worked out. None of them worked out. It's just buyer beware. It's just the odds are that they're gonna pick the wrong guy.
Again, The problem is the people in front of you and the are you going square peg round hole. Did they go into this process to find the best guy to fill their need, or did they go into this process to find the best players? And maybe there will be a draft day trade that will shock us all, and, you know, I'd be dead wrong if they traded out, because I think they made up their mind a long time ago. We're just taking the guy that's there. We're going to be happy with it. But if they trade back, trade down, whatever, then they're looking at this and saying, no, the need doesn't meet the value at that point. I just don't think that's going to happen, which is why I'm cranking on them. And if you and I are sitting there on Friday in Detroit and they've traded with Minnesota at 11-23 and done something different, then color me and a lot of people surprised. Because there's the whole, well, New England's out there, but are they really going to move type thing.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.